From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Fighters affiliated with the Syria Democratic Forces were celebrating on the streets of Manbij Saturday after seizing the northern Syrian town from the Islamic State group. Footage broadcast by Kurdistan 24 showed scores of residents celebrating in the streets hours after SDF fighters captured the town. Mohammed Juma Hassoun is one of those fighters. He said, "Thank God we liberated the entire city of Manbij and we liberated the civilians from the Islamic State group and will clear the houses and the roads from the mines. The civilians are celebrating and happy." Manbij is important because it lies on a key supply route between the Turkish border and the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of Islamic State's self-styled caliphate. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces in Libya on Saturday continued to fight the Islamic State for their last bastion in the city of Sirte. Officials say the city is now 70% liberated. Sirte was seized by a powerful Islamic State affiliate last year and was once seen as a fallback option for the group if it were ever defeated in Iraq and Syria. But Libyan forces launched an offensive to retake Sirte in June. Earlier this week, they recaptured a number of strategic locations with the aid of U.S. airstrikes. At least 10 children were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a in northern Yemen Saturday. The aid group Doctors Without Borders condemned the attack, saying that all 10 dead and 28 injured were children between 8 and 15 years old. The United Nations suspended peace talks in that country last week. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.